I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Most of the advice that I see about selling websites to local businesses first involves finding local businesses that don't already have websites. That makes it a lot easier to offer them one. So the pattern for doing that is you go to Google and then you search for some kind of a local business category like accountants near me. Then you click the more businesses button and now you're in the Google business directory looking at a bunch of local accountants. And what you'll find is some of those listings will have a little website icon in the listing and others will not. So if you want to call businesses that don't already have websites, you call the people that don't have the website icon in their listing and the phone number is sitting right there, right? So that's a pretty easy way to find a lot of businesses in your local community that don't already have websites. So if that sounds cool, you know, go ahead and give me a thumbs up for that. Thank you for doing that. It definitely helps people discover the video, but it also makes me really happy so you can know, hey, Lee's over there smiling because I just did a thumbs up. So thanks for that. But here's the thing about all of this. What you end up finding when you reach out to businesses that don't already have a website is that you tend to find businesses that either don't value the site very much because they might say something like, oh, we get all of our leads through our Facebook page or something, or maybe they just don't have the budget to afford a website, which is why they don't have one right now. And even if they could barely afford the website, then they probably don't have the money for the marketing package that comes after that. So you end up with kind of small budgets, thin margins, one and done projects, and it's difficult to grow a profitable business like that. So what I would prefer to do, and what we've had much more success with, is landing clients that are more established, where they have a larger budget, higher margin work, they buy the marketing plan, so there's recurring revenue in it, but now the problem is, they already have a website. So like, how do you overcome that hump? Because you sort of traded problem for problem. Whereas like, some businesses, they don't have a website, but they also don't have a budget, or they do have a budget, but they do have a website too. So how do you overcome the hump of selling website overhauls or upgrades? Because if you can do that, then you can also get the marketing plan that goes along with it, and now you have a high ticket, high margin, recurring revenue client, and that's awesome. Well, here's the analogy that I've come up with to try to explain how we do this. So I was doing a coaching session last week, and this one seemed to resonate with everybody, so I wanted to share it with you too. So I live kind of near the Chesapeake Bay. So I'm in Virginia, and like every summer, I used to have my parents and grandparents and everything have a little cottage right on the mouth of the Potomac River where it feeds into the bay. And when you go out into the bay, I mean, it's a surprisingly big body of water. Like you go out there and you can't see land on any side. It's like you're in the ocean. It's so broad there. But I have two friends, Brad and Paul. And Brad has this little John boat that he uses to go fishing. He just goes a couple miles off the coast and catches, you know, like croaker, spot fish, stuff like this, little fish. But it's a lot of fun and, you know, whatever, nothing wrong with that. But then I also have this other friend, Paul, and he has like this like ocean-going, like professional fishing boat. But he has anxiety about going out into the bay because, I mean, it's like it's way out there. So like if he's by himself or if the weather might possibly get bad or if anything goes wrong, like he just doesn't want to go out there. Like he prefers to kind of just stay pretty close to shore, even though he's got a boat that could go way out. His boat's way better than Brad's boat, right? So what if I was trying to sell Paul's boat, like a better boat, to Brad? What would I do? Because they're both sitting at the same place catching the same fish. So even if Brad did buy a nicer boat so that he'd have a boat like Paul's, they're still catching the same fish. Right? So like, that's not a very compelling pitch unless you just wanted to appeal to Brad's sense of happiness or something like that by having a better looking boat or something, but it doesn't really change the results of the fish that he's catching, right? So what would be much better if I said, hey, Brad, if you were to go all the way out into the bay, you can catch rockfish out there. There's a big fish. It put up a great fight. It's a ton of fun. Plus, you know, it's more food. You know, it's like all of these benefits for why you might want to go all the way out into the bay to catch the fish. And then you say, well, in order to catch fish like that, you're going to need a boat like Paul's so that he can get to the bay, right? So I'm not selling the better boat. I'm selling the better fish, right? The better experience. But in order to achieve that better experience, you need the better boat. And what I'm not doing is saying, hey, I'm noticing all of these deficiencies of your John boat compared to a professional fishing boat, and therefore you should upgrade to the professional fishing boat. But that's how almost everybody sells website upgrades. Like, you do a site audit, you say it's not loading as fast as it should, or it's not mobile responsive, or there's some technical problem with it. But so what? It's like, as long as, so what if you fix all of those problems? It's still sitting there catching the same fish, right? It's still the John boat and the professional boat in the same spot. So what you want to do is you want to sell the trip out to the bay, not the website itself. So you would say something like, what if we put together this marketing package and we get all of these different directories referring people into you, and we put an email opt-in on your site so we have a lead magnet, and maybe we even have that go into a webinar, so maybe we host a webinar on your site, and then we follow up with an email sequence after that so we can kind of keep nurturing the leads. And so you just kind of lay out this whole marketing plan that would drive more traffic, get more leads, convert more clients. And then you say, in order for this to work, we can't do it on the John boat. We can't do it on this little site. Like, we need to make some upgrades to the site so we can get to the bay, right? You can't take the John boat into the bay, and you can't take this little website and do all of this other stuff. So in order to get the results, you need to have the better site, right? But you're not selling the better site simply for the sake of the happiness or the coolness of the better site. You're selling the better site for the sake of the better results. And when you position it that way, you end up with great clients that aren't so stressed out over every single penny that gets spent. So you have higher budgets. Almost everybody buys the marketing plan because that's really the whole point. It's like, nobody would say, well, yeah, go ahead and upgrade my boat, but I'm just going to stay here, right? And I'm not going to act like Paul and just have this awesome boat and never go out to the bay. Like, nobody wants to spend money on anything like that. So instead, you've got this awesome plan, recurring revenue, high ticket products, high margins, great relationships, you're driving results, it's very fulfilling, and it's very profitable too. So, like, that's the overall shift that we make to sell website upgrades. You don't sell the better site, you sell the better fish, so to speak, if that analogy makes sense. And another thing that's, I think, really important about that is, like, how do you convince the client to believe that you can get those results, right? Because it's one thing to just say to Brad, hey, if you buy this boat like Paul's, you can go out to the bay. And of course, he believes that the bay is there. And of course, if he had the boat, he could get there. But when it comes to web design and marketing, it's not quite that crystal clear. It's like, okay, well, how do I know that you can get these extra results coming? Even if we did all these other things, how do we know it works? And so I put together a whole nother video because it's just not the same as it was a couple of years ago. So check out this next video, and I'll show you why web design has totally changed and some practical steps of what to do about it so people believe that not only can you give them the better boat, but you can actually get them to the bay. So check out this video, and I'll see you over there.